Wrapping up his Israel visit, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Lapid signing an agreement Thursday to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome. And we'll continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region.
But Prime Minister Lapid disagrees.
Words will not stop them, Mr. President. Diplomacy will not stop them. The only way to stop them is to put a credible military threat on the table.
The administration has been urging Iran to return to the bargaining table to strike a new nuclear deal, but the president said the U.S. would use military power to stop Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon if need be. On Friday, the president meets with Palestinian Authority President Abbas in the West Bank before heading to Saudi Arabia. Another bad sign for the economy. A day after the government reported consumer prices last month were up more than 9% from a year ago. The Labor Department said Thursday wholesale prices in June were more than 11% higher than last year. The administration has been citing a strong jobs market to validate economic policy. But Thursday, first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose by 244,000. Former President Donald Trump's first wife is dead.
In a statement on his social media platform, former President Trump says his ex-wife, Ivana, was a wonderful, beautiful, amazing woman. The Trump family said in a statement their mother was incredible, a force in business, a world-class athlete, a radiant beauty, and caring mother and friend. They say she was a survivor who fled communism and embraced the U.S., that she will be missed by her three children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric, along with her 10 grandchildren.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, Ivana Trump found at the bottom of a staircase in her Manhattan apartment on Thursday. Police say it was an accident. Ivana Trump was 73. Wall Street mixed on Thursday. The Dow dropped 142 points. NASDAQ gained 3.5. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress appears to be on the verge of a breakthrough vote on incentivizing domestic semiconductor production.
A long-stalled bill intended to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing could begin moving forward in the Senate next week. Sources say Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told senators to be ready for preliminary votes on a measure that would provide more than $50 billion for chip manufacturers as well as tax incentives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's determined to pass a bill.
We need to have the transformative nature of research and education and the rest to make us continue to be preeminent in the world.
U.S. officials have pointed to a domestic shortfall of chip production as hampering the supply chain. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh has been charged with murder in the mysterious 2021 deaths of his wife and 22-year-old son. The indictments say that Murdaugh killed his wife and son, or killed his wife with a rifle and his son with a shotgun, but it doesn't say how police linked him to the deaths after 13 months of investigation. The Lone Star State battling the Biden administration in courts again over abortion.
The state of Texas asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's requirement that hospitals and physicians provide abortions if a patient's life is at risk. Abortion became illegal in Texas following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. In the lawsuit, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argues the guidance is unlawful and that the government isn't authorized to require providers to perform abortions. It comes days after the Department of Health and Human Services warned hospitals and physicians they must provide the procedure if necessary to save a mother's life, saying the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act preempts state laws restricting abortion access in an emergency situation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.